Hello and welcome to the Payments Journal podcast. Today's discussion is tailor-made for financial institutions of all sizes, perhaps particularly credit unions and regional banks, because today we're discussing real-time payments and faster payments, and we have a lineup that includes Michael Curran, AVP of Digital Enterprise Solutions at Bethpage Federal Credit Union, Jeffrey Staw, Chief Innovation Officer at Open Technology Solutions. We refer to Open Technology Solutions as OTS throughout the discussion. OTS is an IT services and consulting group that provides technology support to Bethpage by managing collaborative implementations. We're also joined by Mercator Advisor Group's own Director of Debit and Alternative Payments, Sarah Grotta, and finally Rowan Jane, Vice President and General Manager of Fiserv's Now Network. If you're a bank roadmapping your real-time payment strategy, considering partnerships to help, this is a must listen. Without further ado, let's take it to the show. Okay, Rowan, let's unpack this chart. It clearly shows that real-time payments ecosystem is complex and rapidly evolving. Tell us what you mean by that.
Sure. You know, there are a lot of different players and use cases becoming relevant in the real-time payments arena. You know, historically, when we talk about real-time payments, most people tend to think of a peer-to-peer payments platform like Zelle. But with the development of TCH/RTP network and the numerous financial institutions that have joined the network so far, there are more users than ever that have gained access to real-time payment capability. When I say users, I'm talking about both consumers and businesses. And as such, we're seeing tremendous demand for real-time payment capability across a lot of different use cases, from peer-to-peer payments to bill payments to business-to-consumer disbursements, merchant funding, and more.
I think it really is kind of exciting to see how these, you know, brand new payment types are sort of making their entry into the marketplace. But, you know, I also agree with you. There's a certain amount of complexity that comes along with a brand new payments rail. And, you know, I guess the least of which is, you know, some new messaging types, you know, how to contemplate and plan around a system that operates 24/7. So, you know, I'm seeing financial institutions in particular commit a lot of resources around real-time payments. And I would suggest that those financial institutions that have not yet done that or don't have the roadmap in place really need to be thinking about how it is that they're going to play in this marketplace to ensure that, you know, they have the opportunity to present these new products with all of the added benefits to their customers sooner rather than later. Because it's no fun playing catch up when you're dealing with something that has the complexity of real-time payments.
Rowan, Fiserv is deeply invested in connecting to real-time networks like Zelle, Visa Direct, Real-Time Payments Network, and even FedNow. Why is it important to partner with and connect with these external networks?
Yeah, great question. And I'm actually going to break apart the question into a couple of different pieces. But just to start off on the piece about why it's so critical for financial institutions to partner with as many real-time payment networks as possible, well, the simple reason is reach. As the expectations for real-time payment capability continue to go up, financial institutions are going to need to enable their customers to reach as many endpoints as possible, or risk losing customers to other financial institutions that can offer the reach they're looking for. So that said, it is very complex and labor-intensive for a financial institution to connect directly to these external networks. So the question becomes, how can an FI more easily and quickly connect to real-time networks as these networks continue to pop up and evolve? Well, simple answer is Now by Fiserv. So through one integration with Now, we allow financial institutions to future-proof themselves and easily connect to all up-and-coming real-time payment networks. Now is basically a gateway and a routing engine combined into one platform, which helps connect financial institutions to numerous networks and many additional endpoints, and it also intelligently routes transactions to a large spectrum of endpoints. So, you know, in summary, Fiserv is able to handle all of the complexities related to payment messaging, processing, and settlement, and makes it really easy for financial institutions to be able to plug in to Now and be able to offer their customers a variety of real-time payment capabilities.
At that stage, we're working to provide some of the best-in-class digital services that we can. You know, that's our goal. We want to provide our consumers and members with the best solutions, the best capabilities. And as such, we're looking to partner with some of the best brands out there. So when you mention names like Zelle, Visa Direct, RTP, and FedNow, you know, these are brands that hold water. They're synonymous with money movement, much the way Xerox was with doing photocopies back in the day, right? They're doing their own advertising. They're building brand equity around their capabilities. And consumers know them, right? And we want them to know Bethpage, and we want them to know that Bethpage is partnering with the best brands out there. So because of that, it is important that we partner with folks like Zelle or RTP, because that allows us to get additional exposure around money movement. And it also lets our consumers know that we're trying to provide best-in-class solutions.
This is a complex thing we're trying to do here. Payments are complex. They have all sorts of business requirements and technical requirements. And no matter who you are, big or small, no matter how much resource you have, resource is always a constraint here. So partnering with somebody who's done it and done it right and has the right connections from a technical perspective, has the right business connections to make it maybe not necessarily plug and play, but easier to get up and running in a reasonable amount of time, really supports this concept of speed to market, is really critical to making it happen and getting the adoption up and running, right? You can't do something slowly and then expect people to use it. This is a marketplace where people want things to happen and want them to happen quickly. And you enable that with really strong partners. And we found that Fiserv, leveraging the Now Network, is a strong partner in this space.
So Rowan, why should financial institutions act sooner rather than later to connect to TCH RTP via Now?
Yeah, great question. The key driver is that consumer expectations are rapidly changing and rapidly increasing around real-time payment capability. Financial institutions need to consider the early data that we've seen so far on real-time payments offerings, which are suggesting that, you know, by offering real-time payments capabilities to their end customers, financial institutions actually can increase their customers' digital engagement, which in turn reduces attrition and increases profitability. The other thing is that in this high interest rate environment, you know, the cost of capital is very high, and that is also boosting demand for on-demand money. So financial institutions need to act fast, and they need to give their customers exactly what it is that they expect, you know, before these customers decide to work with another financial institution that might be offering that connectivity. So again, you know, I would reiterate that there are a lot of complexities involved with messaging, processing, and settlement of real-time payments. And I think that, you know, Fiserv, and particularly the Now platform, makes it really easy for financial institutions to partner with Fiserv and be able to offer this real-time payment capabilities to their customers.
Yeah, so I think it is important for, you know, financial institutions as well as the other entities across the payments space, businesses, et cetera, to really understand how it is they want to participate in real-time payments and taking a look at it from a near-term perspective, because transactions are happening across the real-time network today. So particularly as a financial institution, if you aren't connected, that means that you're essentially denying your consumers, your members, or your business clients with the opportunity to participate on that network. And so, you know, I do think that there is the reality that you can also sort of walk before you run. We've certainly seen this happen with many financial institutions where they've determined that they want to integrate as a receive-only institution as a starting point. So this allows the institution to understand sort of the rules of the road, become acclimated to a real-time processing environment, and then take maybe the next step and the larger step of becoming a participant as well, and really taking that opportunity to educate and make sure that they're planning appropriately for the next steps in their real-time payments journey.
Yeah, so following up on speed to market and competition in the industry, you see that there's a strong push by competitive fintechs out there to bring new services to market fast. And these fintechs, they're very good at focusing on one little area and getting really, really good at it. This is an area where other financial institutions, conventional financial institutions, can really compete with fintechs because the infrastructure is there. So getting set up now, letting your members, your customers, get that experience from you rather than from a fintech who's unrelated is really key to retaining your members and customers long term. Getting them to understand that you play in this marketplace of innovation and new product development is really, really important. You got to get that framework in their head so they're not looking around, so they look to you first. It's not just about business, it's about retention, it's about the present and the future.
Rowan, what are some of the key objectives you're trying to achieve by connecting to the RTP network?
Yeah, you know, I want to provide a little context about the current reach of the TCH RTP network, and that is over 60% of DDAs in the U.S. And clearly the reach is very expansive and increasing day by day. We want to ensure that our financial institution clients can receive and send payments from TCH RTP participants. In addition to payments, we also want to extend the ability for our financial institution customers to be able to receive and send real-time information over the TCH RTP network. And so this is particularly useful in the case of RFPs, which stands for Request for Payments. These are basically notifications that are sent by recipients to senders requesting for the sender to make a payment. Great examples of this are in bill pay, for example, where a biller can actually transmit in real time an RFP and a notification would pop up on the sender's end, you know, whether that's through a mobile device or through their computer, for example, and they would be able to respond to that request for payment and pay the biller in real time. So, you know, these are some of the key things that we're trying to achieve by connecting to and partnering with the RTP network.
You know, Bethpage had several key objectives when we were working to connect to the RTP network. And, you know, they're kind of the usual ones that you'll probably hear in various podcasts like this. You know, it's about driving increased digital engagement, it's about increasing our profitability, improving our customer or member retention, and increasing our competitiveness. But putting those aside for a moment, it's really about remaining relevant, right? We are in direct competition with many of the big banks across the country who have deep pockets and are investing in capabilities like real-time money movement. The fact is, we live in a world now where Amazon can deliver most of their products next day. In fact, I think they're striving to deliver most of their products same day, right? Yet when you move money, which isn't even a physical presence, it takes 2 to 3 business days in some cases. So, you know, I think in many ways, financial services are laggard behind, certainly behind retail and many other industries. And we're looking to play catch up, right? And the big banks have done a nice job of digitizing and accelerating their digital capabilities and services, specifically around real-time money movement, certainly. So, you know, as a credit union, we're constantly looking for opportunities to jump ahead and move ourselves forward. And in partnering with Fiserv and leveraging the Now network for both Zelle and Zelle Business, RTP seemed like a great fit, right? It removed that integration component out of the project, which is a big, big component of the project. We worked configuration with Fiserv and split up RTP. And the other element and key business objective that we're monitoring and we're always mindful of when we do things like real-time money movement is fraud cost incurred, right? So as things move faster, the opportunity for funds to leave your organization and not come back in a quicker way is certainly there, right? And in partnering Fiserv and the clearinghouse, we not only got a solution to move money, but we also got a fraud solution that helps us mitigate some of that fraud loss by doing checks before that money is sent real time. So really our key business objectives, you know, it's about providing new services to our members, increasing the profitability, retaining our members in an increasingly competitive world, and mitigating or minimizing our fraud loss while doing so. All not too small tasks, but really required for this sort of initiative. So fortunately, with our partnership with Fiserv thus far, we've been able to do all of those things and do them very successfully.
When we ventured into Zelle, we didn't entirely understand what we were buying. We knew we were getting a real-time payment system, and we knew that Zelle was a great brand, and we knew that we wanted it, and we wanted it badly. We didn't realize that we were also getting not just an integration, but we were getting a framework for integration. And that wasn't really obvious until we decided that we wanted to use RTP and connect to the clearinghouse. When we started along the TCH project and we realized how easy and seamless it was, that's when the epiphany happened. That's when the light bulb went on in all of our heads and we said, wow, we've got a powerful tool here that we can leverage over and over and over to quickly scale with all sorts of different endpoints. This is going to be a game changer for us.
You know, we can't tell the future. We don't have a crystal ball, but we do know that real-time money movements are here and they're here to stay, right? And consumers are becoming more accustomed to them. They expect them. If your organization's not offering them, they're going to go to an organization that certainly does. So, you know, we're looking at, you know, the great thing about the Now Network is its expansive nature and the fact that it connects to multiple different money movement capabilities. Certainly the clearinghouse RTP was one that we were looking at first and foremost, but we also know the FedNow is on the horizon, right? And, you know, are they going to be in direct competition with each other? Are they going to be complementary services? I think that still remains to be seen. But the neat thing about partnering with Fiserv and the Now Gateway is we don't have to make that decision now. We can sign up for the clearinghouse RTP today, right? And leverage that. And, you know, much the way Blu-ray DVD and HD DVD were in competition some years ago and you bought a system, you didn't know, you know, which one was going to win out. Ultimately, it was Blu-ray. But this is similar where there's two services that are offering very similar capabilities. And we're not quite sure who the end solution is going to be or if both. But again, we're able to, because of the flexibility of the Now Gateway, we're able to connect to the clearinghouse, we're able to connect with FedNow when that comes about, and we can let those services, you know, decide amongst each other which one's going to be superior. But that doesn't have to be a decision we need to make and invest in too heavily because of the pre-established connectivity and capabilities that Fiserv is providing into our DNA core.
So Jeffrey, let's talk about the value that OTS brings to your relationship with Bethpage and some of the benefits you see from working together.
Sure. So OTS and Bethpage are part of a five-organization consortium. We have three credit unions and two CUSOs, or credit union service organizations. OTS runs the technology for each of these organizations. And by being able to do that, OTS brings a certain degree of scale and forward thinking and innovation to the table that credit union customers might not otherwise be able to do on their own. So working together, we can provide solutions that are technologically scalable. They solve the business problems that credit unions need. And we also can think about the service issues and address those preemptively and proactively to make sure that we have a well-rounded solution for the business problems that arise. And we can do this on a replicable basis with scalable solutions.
So, Mike, there are multiple ways and a number of third parties that can help a financial institution on their path to real-time payments. Tell us a little bit about your decision process.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we believe in strong partnerships, and one of our strongest partners is Fiserv, that we operate on DNA as our core system. And anyone who's in banking knows how important and how integral your core system is to all of your operations, right? It's our system of record. It is the most frequently used system in all of our architecture. So, you know, incredibly important that we look to Fiserv first for solutions because everything needs to be tied back to the core. You know, beyond that, though, we also expect of Fiserv to be, you know, part of our R&D wing. You know, we talked about the deep pockets that banks have and the capabilities and resources that they can bring to bear. And as a credit union, we need to be a little bit more creative and forward thinking to be competitive. So, you know, not only do we expect software solutions from our partners, but we also expect research and development, you know, forward thinking. And, you know, Fiserv came to us with this opportunity to get into real-time money movement. We had a lot of success with Zelle for Retail. We were in the midst of doing Zelle for Business and leveraging the Now Gateway. Both initiatives were extremely successful. So it just seemed kind of natural that we piloted RTP with Fiserv. We were very excited to do that and be one of the first out of the gate. And the beta opportunity seemed like the right time to do it. We were provided this opportunity by Fiserv. They're a great partner to us. We knew it would be a little bit rocky to get to be the first out of the gates, even though it was a pretty smooth project, I have to say. But all things being said, you know, really, we're looking to partners like Fiserv to really help us remain relevant and competitive and bring solutions such as RTP connectivity to the clearinghouse to us in such a way where we can just worry about the configuration rather than the integration. And that was the case with this project. It only took us a matter of months to stand this up and get it into production because we cut out the majority of the development work around integration. Fiserv brought that to us right from the get-go.
Mike, we've got some interesting data in front of us. What types of payments are you seeing come through the RTP network?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think when we went live, we were expecting to see payments from the big banks come through, and we did. You know, right out of the gates, we were seeing the big players originating funds and sending it over to our organization. That was great to see. But I think the thing that caught me most by surprise was the smaller fintech services that were providing real-time payments out of their products, PayPal, Square. You know, we were monitoring as we went live, and we could see, you know, within minutes, people were moving funds out of their Square accounts into their Bethpage account, which was awesome to see. And they were doing that real time, where it used to take them, you know, potentially up to 3 business days to move that money. So that was a bit of a surprise to me. The other one that we have our eye on is this wages category. And that really, you know, that can be a game changer for us that we really do not want to be caught, get caught behind. And this is part of what I help, you know, sell to our organization. Once these payroll processing houses start adopting services like RTP, you know, typically you'll get your paycheck on Friday. All of a sudden, it's going to be coming on Wednesday. And if you don't participate in a real-time payment network, you know, your bank is not going to be able to get those paychecks 2 days earlier than another bank. So incredibly important to stand these services up, you know, ahead of the adoption of services like payroll providers and other fintechs, because, you know, the expectation is that people get this money in their account and they want to move it into their bank account right away. And again, this is an expectation. It's not a nice to have, it's a need to have. So, you know, I think in rounding this question out, definitely the biggest surprises were around, you know, payment capabilities, PayPal and Square, as well as the payroll providers that we're keeping an eye on. So more to come on that. But very exciting to see these things flow through and flow through almost immediately when turning on the service.
So, Mike, Bethpage serves over 1 million credit union members. What are you hearing from them when it comes to payment services?
Yeah, so money movement services are one of our most commented on items when we receive our member feedback on a regular basis. Again, it's becoming an expectation that members can move money and move it quickly to where they want to move it and do it with ease. So, you know, we're certainly hearing just broad commentary around money movement and the speed of money movement. Additionally, you know, brand loyalty isn't what it used to be, you know, 20, 30 years ago. And a lot of consumers have multiple relationships with other financial institutions. They may have a relationship with their stockbroker, online stockbroker. They may have a relationship with another financial institution, which they have a certificate at or another account. And they're experiencing their services and their capabilities through their apps and their technology as well. And again, you know, very easy. Banks and other financial institutions are making it extremely easy for consumers to transition. So certainly this is something that we heard about prior. I think the word is still getting out that we offer these capabilities, and to some it's coming as a surprise. Right now we're receive only and looking to the future when we can be origination. But, you know, I think word's getting around the credit union, and definitely our members are responding in a very, very excited manner. Not only our retail members, but our business members too. Again, looking to move money out of some of those POS accounts into their Bethpage business accounts and looking to do that quickly. So definitely an overwhelming response from our members, both prior and post stand up of RTP. And my feeling is, you know, job's not done here. Money movement will still continue to be one of our most vocalized and heard from feedback items from our members, and more work to do. But again, through the Now Gateway, I'm pretty confident that we can stand up these services relatively quickly, have a strong core integration, and a strong team behind it that's going to help make us successful.